consequences.
How do you let go of someone that you love but they don't love you? It is the most painful thing is a one-way street love. The most painful.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
When we're attached, what we do is we create resistance. And this resistance is dependent on how someone else is responding or not responding to our own energy.
If somebody want to walk out of your life, let them go. Get them, go on with your life. It's all right to sit around, be depressed for a minute, cry about it, do whatever you have to, but don't stay there too long.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. I am a mere mortal man, simply enjoying this adventure we call life, experiencing everything while constantly challenging my own mind and beliefs, and making myself into the best version that I could possibly be to sit here and to tell you in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And today's topic is something that I think will help all of you in some way, in some facet, with different type of people in your life. As this experience is filled with so many reflections and souls, and there are so many people lost in trying to find their way, you're going to have an abundant amount of either situationships, relationships, friendships, so many different types. You're going to have so many people in your life, and you're quite literally born into a family. So you're going to be around people 24/7 for the most part until you make your own little sanctuary or decide where you wish to go. So I wanted to talk to you about something that seems to be so tough for so many people, and that is let them be. Now, when you hear about let them be, it may sound like a very interesting concept and probably something that you'll say really quickly, like, oh yeah, I do that. I let people do whatever they want all the time. But do you really? Do you know that the reality which we live in is not your thoughts, yet your thoughts create your reality? Think of the concept as a coffee shop, and while we're sitting down drinking coffee, there's somebody in there who is having the worst possible situation with their life, maybe finances, whatever it is, and they are just stressing beyond belief, cannot see any end to the situation they're in, and they are just full of doubt, dread, and they are literally in the worst place that they could be right now. And then sitting right next to them is somebody simply enjoying their muffin and coffee and ready to start the day. Two polar opposites of mindsets and realities, but in the same construct of where we are. That's the same thing when it goes for yourself and people in your life. And this is a very important thing to really learn. You have to remember that nobody will ever be what you expect them to be. The only person that could possibly be that is yourself. And to be frank with you, I'm sure you're probably not even challenging yourself as much as you need to. You've just adapted to societal normations and followed what a lot of people say because of what has been done in front of them. And unfortunately, since we all are artificial intelligence programs at the end of the day too, people have a schematic system, and if you follow it, you can figure people out pretty quickly, but that's more of a devious and egotistical mindset rather than just doing yourself growing and being an abundance of love. So when I say to let them be, what that means is quite simply, let them be. Let them do as they wish. Let them go where they wish. Let them do what they want, because there is no reason for you ever to fight or change nor control anybody in this life. And that's the most honest truth I can give you in this entire episode. Let them be is going to be one of the hardest things for you to really understand, because that also comes with detachment. And unfortunately, most of us are very quickly to either fall in love, most of us are very quickly to attach to another, and we're very quickly in allowing others to basically become our reality, which in theory, it's okay to love. Trust me, I'm somebody who is a hopeless romantic. I love the concept of being in love, and I love the fact of showing somebody the values they have, and they challenge my mind and my articulate being and my ability to speak a certain way, but the true notion and matter of it is really, that's for me at the end of the day. And I have to accept that concept because I can only do so much for somebody else and they're only going to take it in the way they do. I can never have them see it in the way I make it or how I portray it. They'll never truly understand my deepest concepts of what I want them to see or what I think they are. Or my Roman Empire, as I said before, is I see the best in everybody, even in the ones who don't see anything in themselves. And so the thing that has granted me so much peace of mind and has helped me in so many relationships, situationships, or just life in general with anybody I meet, family, friends, just let them be in every aspect. Do not chase them, for there's a reason why they are not wanting to be chased or leaving you. If they try to do that low energy stuff and say, why wouldn't you fight for me? Why wouldn't you say this? No, trust me, they're telling you who they are. You just need to read people's actions and see what they're doing, and it's very easy to follow. If you're used to talking to somebody every day, and then a day comes up you don't talk to them, don't stress. Let them be. It's all on them. You do as much as you feel you need to put into it. The rest is up to them. If you do as much as you feel is needed for yourself to show your truest insight and intentions, let them be. If they no longer want to be in a relationship with you, it's going to hurt. It's going to suck. You're going to have to feel some pain, but let them be. Don't fight them. Let them go. Detach. Trust me when I say it'll be the most freeing experience. Because you have to remember at the end of the day, this life is your own. And this is one of the most vibrant and beautiful experiences that you really have to divulge into in so many plethora of ways. But the biggest thing you have to learn is yourself. And if you've never found out who you are, taking the time to, how are you going to know somebody else as well? How are you going to be able to express them or actually appreciate them for what they're giving you if you know what is not in front of you? My people die from a lack of knowledge all the time, I'll say it. That's how this goes. The art of detachment is to help you and to protect you from everything else that is not meant for you. You do not have to know if somebody wants to be in your life. They'll show it. Trust me when I say it, they will not let you go because you're not trying to leave. You see what I'm saying now? Doesn't this make a little bit more of simplistic sense? If you're always there and you're responding when you need to, you shoot a text in the morning, or whatever it is, or you call them, whatever you may be doing, that is showing that you care. If you're not mentally abusive or physically, or you're not somebody evil or gaslighting them or just doing all this stuff, and they always want to say like the 3-month rule or this, whatever it is, trust me, if they get bored of you, they're not meant for you. Why would you allow somebody like that to hurt you? If you were with somebody for a year or two and then they just get bored and do something else or they don't like it anymore, whatever it is, they're not growing, they're not challenging, they're not trying, why are you upset about that? That's an inner reflection moment to say, why did I choose this person? Why am I so attracted to these type of people? Why are these the ones that call to me? Maybe you have a grander calling than even you know or even I know. Maybe you're truly just a volunteer, a helper, and a healer, which is a very powerful thing to be. It is one of the hardest things to be in this life because we are filled in a world of lost and hurt souls. That's why we're here. That's why we're in this reality. This would be a lot different. We wouldn't be having people following a Bible and all this other stuff if we lived in a utopia, picture-perfect world. We don't because we know what it is. So in doing so and in living these life and all of these things that come with it, why do you want to hurt yourself more than you need to? Why are you so comfortable holding on to this pain because that's the last thing that is there from them? That's the last thing you can hold on to remember them? But what does that say about yourself then? Doesn't that show volume of why maybe they're not with you anymore because you literally can't even have your own self, your own back? You can't even trust in your own opinions, your mindset? Why is it that you think that you're not worth more or being chosen in this life? When somebody chooses you, that's a powerful thing to do because then thus, I've already chosen you. That's why we are here. When I choose somebody, I know it's somebody that I want to be with or be around or friend or whatever it is. You choose everybody in your life. It's not the opposite. Don't wait to be chosen because then you're going to choose the wrong things. It's the same great concept I've seen in a video where the guy says, don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry because you'll grab the wrong things. Don't look for somebody when you're lonely. You will grab the wrong person. And it's true. People will be brought into your life for reasons that are outside of our basic understanding and knowledge. Because all of this is refining you for a greater purpose. And the actual simplistic notion of this is, If you can't let go of the simplicities of people or things or possessions or whatever it is, you'll never move forward. Never. You need to let go of this mindset you have about being a masculine man or a feminine woman. Those things are definitions of your backbones, but you have to integrate a lot of everything to be a cohesive, solid unit. Being a man doesn't mean you don't give a F or you're just tough as shit. You don't care. You don't show your emotions, blah, blah, whatever. A strong man, I would say, is very emotionally in tuned and is able to be emotionally available for somebody when they need it, especially their partner. Women are very emotional creatures. If you're somebody who can't attune with those emotions and be free-flowing and listen and be able to express them or digest them, how do you expect to have any type of good relationship with anybody in your life? This is just a simple observation. Men are trained to be too tough when, in theory, you need to be tough to be a man, because the world is not easy for men. I know this. Mental health is incredibly hard for young men. We don't know much. We're not chosen as easy. And it's tough, because a lot of them spend a lot of time alone. But in doing so, that's where you find your calling in yourself. Do you think I would have been able to have known anything about what I do if it wasn't for me being truly solidarity in many times and alone? Do you think if I stayed with all of these things that I've been before this, that I would have been anywhere close to where I am today? Absolutely not. The best thing that's helped me has just let them be, let them go. You have to. When you let them be, you will start to really see who is around you and what these people want from you and what their true intentions are for you. Don't be afraid because things are switching. People change all the time. Don't be afraid if the communication doesn't stay the same way it was. It's okay. It's supposed to evolve. Don't be worried if you don't see each other as much or it's not as passionate as it used to be. I mean, these are things that can be so simply conversated about and just have an open dialogue with them. But never be attacking. Just be open and welcoming and express the views you're seeing. You have to let them be in every attribute. Every single one. Don't worry about what they're doing. Let them be. Don't blow them up to text them. Let them be. Don't call them all the time. Let them be. Trust me when I say, there's a thing in a book I highly recommend. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. One of your strongest ones is the ability you have with your presence and being available. Sometimes you need to pull yourself away for a while because that's a strong attribute to have. When you're giving somebody your presence all the time, it starts to be a little devalued. Because they know it's there and they can have it whenever they want. And I'm not saying that this is a tactical, powerful move you have to do to basically say, like, I want them to want me more, yearn for me more. Trust me, again, I said that's egotistical and prideful and etc. People with not the best intentions. What I'm saying is to remember your own strength and to remember the person you were that attracted said person to you or these friendships or whatever it may be. You've got to be very comfortable in self. And know your worth and know that you are worth all of it and more. Because truly, if you think you're not worth more, you will suffice and you will take and you will be more negative. You will be more passive in the sense of what you truly yearn for and push for. And you'll be more, in a sense, lazy. You won't be ambitious. You won't be driven. You won't be doing anything. You're just comfortable sitting on the sideline. If that's what you're comfortable doing and that's the life that you are truly in right now, that is fine. But know that things can get better if you choose to be. You just need to let them be. Don't sit here and worry and create these just insane theories and letting your anxiety run over the top by making these imaginary statements of what you think they're doing, where they're going, being paranoid. Stop doing all of that for yourself. Let them be and see how freeing it is to wake up and just be yourself. Sure, you might like having a morning text from the person or a phone call or whatever it is, and you didn't get one today. Solid. Go do you. Wake up, go do something, and live life and enjoy yourself. I don't know how else to explain it because for some reason we get so easily programmed to these premeditated endorphin releases that we substitute them to fill these holes in our brains that we haven't really figured out why they're there. We truly haven't had this like understanding of why we're so addicted to certain people and why they call to us so strongly. Trust me, there's a difference between pulling to somebody naturally and filling the hole with somebody almost abrasively and aggressively. You'll know when you have somebody that's good in your life. You don't have to freaking ask them to show you. They'll just show you. If somebody is in a weird state of their life and they need to find more for themselves, the best thing you can do for them is let them be. And I truly mean that. Because think of it this way, right? Let's say you were talking to somebody that you have a lot of interest in, but you can tell they're going through some things, right? They have their own things that they have to really figure out in this moment. And so you have a great bond, a great relationship with one another, but you can tell they've got to still do more. And so you take more of a backseat, which you should, to be honest with you. In most relationships, you should chill until it's known that it is something that needs to be nourished, grown, etc., right? Or it's something prevalent. So if you see that they're doing more and doing other things, and you, again, let them be, let's say they were to find somebody else out there or meet somebody else that really calls to them strongly, and they start to yearn for that, chase that, and slowly move away from you. Do you know what they just did for you? They showed you were not the person that they wanted to be around or with. It had nothing to do with your passiveness, because again, if absence of self is enough to remove them from you, then you are not that important. Trust me when I say, or they are just not mentally strong enough to wait or to need or to yearn or to need somebody like your stature. That's a powerful thing to remember. Absence is not something that will remove yourself. So if you think you're somebody that has to talk to them 24/7, see them all the time, or else you think they're going to lose you, or you're going to lose them per se, or they're going to lose the interest in you, you're not with the right person. You need to let them be. That's the most simplistically obvious way I can say it, because so many of these situations I see of people's relationships are so contractual. Every single relationship I see is contractual, when none of them should be. They should be open, loving, and you should choose one another. In doing so, that is the most freeing experience, because then nothing will happen. And if it does, again, like I said, they're not the person they made themselves out to be. It's not hard to be succinctly comfortable with yourself. It's not hard to be open and understanding of what you are. You have to retrain your entire programming of your mind, because you don't even know what's real anymore. You think that you believe in relationships because of what your family showed you before you, the bond you had with your father or mother, the negating or the just entirely removal of them. Every situation you've had with friendships or friends or even talking to other people have slowly defined your mindset. And then this open, abundant amount of resources within social media and these health coaches, life coaches, marriage coaches, just whatever, these masculine men, feminine men, they're giving you so much of this insight. And then you flood the comment section, see all these people, they're like, yes, queen. And he's like, yeah, man, we don't F them women. You think that you know anything when all of us truly know nothing. All we're doing is reading the programming that people have been instowed within. And trust me when I say, if that's all you wish to do is play a part of the game, then follow them. Follow them, please. It will not lead you to true happiness, to sanctity, or to divinity. You will be stuck, and you will be in a low energy frequency for a long time. And again, that's your choice. But I know unconditional love is the right way, where I love everybody wholly, soullessly, and give them every part of me when I can, where I can, however I can. That's why I'm very prevalent with removing myself when I need to. I have a big comfortability with my own self, and in my solidarity, I found peace and comfort. Because in doing so, to talk, to interact, to go out into public, to do these things, you have to exert energy and you have to be prevalent with people. If you're going out and being very passive or neglectant towards people, or being very nonchalant and just acting like people don't matter and you're just taking out your anger, aggression, and etc., that's a big part of why this problem exists within the world. You can't go somewhere and expect people to be a certain way. They all have lives and they're doing their own thing. Let them be. Let them live life their way. Your family, your friends, your significant other, you've got to let everybody be. There's no need to push any of these things into a different direction when in factuality, everything is going to be the way it needs to be, especially if people do not want to change. And unfortunately, we live in a world where there isn't much change in people unless something triggers it, something inspires it or pushes them in that direction. See what I'm getting at? So if you start to really reflect with yourself and be more aware and welcoming and loving of the fact that you are your own entity, and you really focus on yourself, which I'm going to say as much as I can, you always need to focus on you. You've got to find a passion, a drive. Be somebody who's more spontaneous. Go do some fun things. There's a lot of influencers I've seen out there that try to talk about men that are more feminine with how they do their certain things, right? Trust me when I say, if you are somebody who's a man that's very comfortable with adding in feminine details to your masculinity, you are a power source. Because now you know all, feel all, and can do all. There's nothing that negates you. You're able to say it all and feel it all. That's why you're so powerful and comfortable with letting them be. Don't hold on to somebody who's not trying to let you hold on to them. Don't reach out to somebody when you've already reached out and heard nothing back. You see what I'm saying? Like, see how simple this is. Let's have a little fun combo here, okay? Let's just do this really simplistic. Let's say you're very interested in somebody, right? And you guys have met now through whatever it is, maybe in life, social media, friendships, whatever. And so you show your intent. You reach out, you try to send texts, etc. If they don't reach out, like, at all or respond at all, you know where you stand. It's very simplistic. I don't care how people say they're busy or whatever it is. People got their phones on them 24/7. Trust me, I've been with enough people. Ain't nobody living the way I do. I promise you, my phone stays in my house sometimes when I go out, when I drive. I barely even know where my phone is sometimes. I really do. I just don't care to have it. If it's not in my house with me, what's the point of having it? I don't see it. I don't need it. I don't have to conversate with people all the time, right? But trust me, everybody else has their phone on them 24/7. So I'm not trying to say that you deserve to be texted or that they need to respond to you right away. That's not how this works at all. There's a whole nother life we've lived before social media and any of this stuff where we wouldn't talk for weeks, I hope you know. You'd have to send like some damn carrier pigeons. You'd have to be on horseback. You'd have to send like your jockey to go and like recite love poetry to her and the kingdom come over, you know. So it's funny to say, but like, I don't think humans were always supposed to be engaging 24/7 constantly like we are. I think it kind of discerns and devalues the bond and relationship we have with people. And so even though every day is a new day and the world is different, I think if you don't have the right mindset to really understand that every new day could be your last, then you really negate the fact of devaluing what people have. And so that's why I'm telling you, like, if there's somebody in an early stage getting to know each other, etc., and they're very comfortable with spacing themselves from you or not talking to you as much, or they never want to make time for you. And I really mean that. So let's just say this from a simplistic standpoint. Let's say that you try to make situations or you try to make events or you plan for a date together or something. You want to have something that goes with each other, right? And they're always busy. They're always saying maybe. They're negating whatever it is. They're not sure. Something always comes up. I'm pretty sure you know where I'm going with this, right? How much more obvious can it be? Let them be. There's no need to fight for somebody who doesn't fight for you or wants you or even wants to be around you. I mean, why would you? That doesn't make any sense. Like, why would I go into fight, into a battle, a war, right? Why would I go into a fight with this army that doesn't want to fight? They don't even care about me. They don't even care if I die. They don't care about the country, nothing. What's the point? Why am I going to go fight then? What if the country doesn't even care? Why am I fighting for them then? I look like a dumbass. And that's what a lot of people do. You're like brigading to these front lines for somebody who would never even have wanted to fight for you. It's like, man, it's almost like the self-value part. That's what it kind of comes down to. You're really unaware of the little respect you have for yourself. And that's the part that hits the most. Okay. Like, this is going to really redefine all of this and really set into stone how powerful it is to let people be and just to detach, right? If you don't have the self-respecting factor to know your value, and I'm talking about the true person you are inside and the good you have. I'm saying if you've spent years of time, okay, I know it's new and fancy, this shadow work stuff, it's been around forever, it's called self-reflecting. If you have been somebody who has spent so much time focusing on yourself, building yourself, understanding what you are, the comfortability of your own mindset and this world, reality, where you sit, the destination, understanding that you are mortal and you do not live that long and that your body will wither over time, etc. All this, you've found value. You've realized self. You've started to understand and let go of all of these emotional ties that people use and allowing this world to deter you and to fill you with so much neglect. You've finally seen what you are, right? Now, let's say that you've spent so much time, so much effort, and building yourself up to be such a beautiful soul in this life, right? Why would you water that down and allow somebody else to deter that or to take away from it or allow somebody else who is not even on that level yet make you feel less of yourself? That's crazy to me, isn't it? And it's not to say that people aren't all equal. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm talking about your inner working you've done with yourself to really level up and to be who you are and to see what you are. And to be so proud and welcoming and loving of the reality we are in. That is where you really have to value yourself more and respect yourself to know that you will take in the things that are meant for you. And you'll know. You'll be able to see when you stop being worried about what people think about you. Don't be self-conscious, okay? You've got your own value. Stop worrying what people say or think or what they'll do. Stop worrying about how you look or this. Just be you, man. And I trust me when I say this, and I promise you this as well. You're going to live such a beautiful and freeing life when you just do the things that call to you. Follow your heart. it's not a bad thing to embrace the things that call to you. Logical is one of the worst things you can always be, because then you are stuck to this theory of trying to prove things and be so right with your dualities that you're going to get lost in this whole premise of this just unrealistic reality. And that's fine. Again, if you're somebody who lives in that type of a mindset and enjoys that, I wish you the best. But I have a feeling it's going to lead to a lot of interesting situations. And it's going to lead to a lot of almost unrivaling neglect towards self. Because when you start to focus on these things that are so logical, right? The world isn't logical. Nothing about this truly makes sense. Can you really explain to me the beginning of time? How all of this became from nothing, if it's so, or if it's infinite? Is it really just as simplistic as some cosmic fart and then these planets over billions of years? Or was something intelligently designed and created and crafted for people to be played within, to have this multiple verses of universes to live within? Why is it that humans think we can predict what is going on? Why do humans think that they know anything that's happening? Why do humans believe that they have the right answers? It's because they can't let them be. We're so caught up in the wrong things right now. That is why we are lost. That's why we're so easily manipulative and manipulated. That's why we're so easily deterred from things that are meant from us. That's why we will overlook the good hand because we want the more distinguished hand. That's why when we know we got something that can benefit us, we'd rather go into the bush and find something that will elude us or whatever it is. You don't know what's good for you because you don't know what you need in life. You don't even know who you are. And unfortunately, again, this entirety of this reality here, especially in this country, in the United States, that's all women want in most attributes is just somebody who will provide for them, but not even grow them, help them, in a sense, open their minds to what the reality is of this construct. I'm somebody who could easily chase money. I have more than enough skills for it, but I get by with what I have, and I'm very grateful because I can live the life I love. I'm able to travel and do things I admire. I'm able to see places and enjoy people for what they are. I'm able to be unbiased and unretaining. I'm not somebody who attaches to anything nor anyone. I'm somebody who literally lives off the now and the moment and wakes up and sits down and records a show for you because I want to let you be. And I want to let you know that you're worth somebody being very wanting of you. You should be wanted. You should be yearned for. You should be, oh man, the most beautiful part of love, which is somebody who wants to be weak for a moment with you. Somebody who wants to lower the ambitions they have for just a second to welcome you in, to spend time with you. Somebody who wants to just be a part of you and see what it is to be inside of you. You know, like it's one of those things where I believe that shows a strong soul when somebody has such a driving force and passion and they're able to put it on a hold for a second or to slow it down to see what this could be and to enjoy you. I think that's a very powerful thing to have. So why wouldn't you want to find somebody who admires you, who wants the best for you, who literally is so comfortable around you and knows their own value and self and place? They could know if you had to go that it's okay because they still have their direction in mind. They're still moving with where they have to go, but they enjoyed you and they love you. And so they want to spend time with you. That's a beautiful thing to have. That's why I said, find people who are open and accepting of themselves and you. Look for the people who are going to make time for you because this hectic world doesn't mean you can't make a moment or moments. I'm being honest with you. If you really want to sit here and make excuses for somebody else, I think that's all I need to say then. You shouldn't have to defend somebody. Why would you? You know who they are, don't you? If you didn't, wouldn't you try to make up a way to explain it then? That's called an excuse. You got to own up to what's real. So if your buddy's asking, they're like, hey man, so what's up, bro? Have you heard from her? Nah, I haven't heard from her in a few days. Damn, what's going on? No idea. Hope she's doing well. Let them be. Hey man, I heard she's kind of spacing, bro. She's been asking for some space. How you feel about that? I feel good. Damn, really, bro? I thought you really like her. I still do. But why am I going to fight for it if she's wanting something else? Damn, bro, that's deep. Exactly. That's how life is supposed to be. That's why we don't short dick around here, my boy. You know, like, I think it's one of the most freeing things is just accepting what comes to you and then appreciating it when it's there. So I'll take you on a little fun thing for myself, right? I'm somebody who loves to ground. I love to go outside in little hoochie daddy shorts, having pretty much my whole body exposed, sitting outside grounding, getting some sunlight and sun gazing. And it's just like the birds that fly by me or close to me when I'm peaceful. or the butterfly or ladybugs, whatever it is. I don't fight them. I don't shoo them away. I don't scare them. I let them come as close, land on me, whatever they want, and I let them be. I don't fight nature. Why would I? I don't want to own anything. Why would I? Why would I want to capture a bird and put it in a cage? What value does that bring me? Because now I'm not going to be able to love it for where I found it, where I fell in love with it, where I saw it in its beautiful place. Why would I do that? Let them be. Stop trying to own people, please. Can I just give you one word of advice? Is that no matter what you find in this life, please stop trying to own it. Then you won't love it for what it was anymore. You have to enjoy it in the state it was and let it choose you. How beautiful would it be if every day I go outside, that bird comes back and finds me and lands on me and just chirps for me and talks to me and sings to me, and I'll give it some seeds, some water, and then it goes about its day and I do as well. Why do you want to own something? Why do you want to make it feel like it's just mine? This is for me. This is mine. I'm the one. You gotta love me. Do that. You just sound so barbaric to me. This is why I think cavemen still exist and women. Because think about our mindsets, right? Like, think about the way we treat one another, the way we view relationships. It's so mind-bogglingly stupid to me. We have such a premeditated belief system on how these things should be. And then again, people come back and like, well, where's the honor? Where's the unity? You're just saying you can go around and sleep with people? No, I was fine with nobody before you, and I'll be fine with nobody after you. If I've chosen you, I'm not going to waste my time with 15 women, dude. Like, do you know how much time and effort that takes? That takes away from my artistic nature. That takes away from my writing. That takes away from my family. That takes away from my adventures, my inner growth, my self-working. You think I want to waste time on all that? That's how much you really don't value yourself, huh? That you're going to take time doing all that and spending all this time on others? Trust me, it shows a good soul when you do a lot for others and not much for yourself. But you still got to remember that yourself is in there at the end of the day. And that person needs to be able to keep growing and showing as well. So if anybody in your life takes away from your light or neutralizes you or tries to neuter you or tries to change you or tries to make a life with you that isn't the life you wanted or tries to devolve it or make it into something else that they wanted, really take a second to question who you're living for. Take a second to question who that person is. You got to test these things and see how they react to them. It's healthy. You have to see what happens. Because again, you've got to let them be. So to wrap this up and to tell you about all of this from a very simplistic notion one more time. When somebody is no longer interested in being in your life, let them be. They'll come back. Trust me. And then it's up to you to decide what you wish. Don't just take people back because they came back. Really think about why they left. If somebody in your life is slowly pulling away from you, don't squeeze harder and try to sink your nails in to not let them escape. Loosen your grip even more. You are worth so much more in this life than fighting for people who would not fight for you. You have to learn the art of detachment because that heals you. Detaching from them is not for them, it's for yourself. The art of attachment is usually for other people because that is what allows them to know that you are a part of them, right? But the detachment is for yourself, for your emotional stability, for your growth of your emotional accessibility, and also allowing yourself to heal and to move. Because I wish none of you to waste time reminiscing on things that are no longer here. Stop looking in the past, live in the present, and enjoy the now that you have. People will make it blatantly obvious if they're into you. It'll be so obvious. They won't play these stupid games. They'll show you. So, water it. Nourish it. Do your part in doing exactly what you believe is needed to show them that you respect it and value it as well. There's no need to fight these things or people and be afraid of what they are because you simply just don't know self still. And that's unfortunate because, in my opinion, I think the most beautiful thing you can be is youthful, growth, charismatic, imaginative, childlike. It's funny how like that's the one thing so many people attack when they're upset or angry or don't like the way you are. Grow up, mature, stop being a child. It's like, man, that's funny because when I look at them kids, they always seem the happiest. Yet you want me to be like you, huh? Interesting. I think I'm gonna let that go too. This world's view of what a man needs to be. I feel pretty manly, if you ask me. I feel pretty damn comfortable with how I treat the women in my life, and I'm very comfortable with the value I bring. So if any of them don't want it anymore, trust me, I wish you the best, and I hope I set a standard and a tone for what you look for next. I know value, so I'm not afraid anymore. I know what comes next, so I'm not afraid to move forward. I found self, so now I can be selfless. I wish you the same. And I wish you to stop holding on to people who aren't holding on to you. Let them be. Let them do as they wish. Do not fight it. Do your effort. Make sure it's known. But let them decide. You don't need to convince them. You don't need to court them. You don't need to chase them. If they're the type that needs to be chased, you really got to question what you're chasing then and why you would lower yourself that much for one person. Think about that. And know you're loved. So, if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.